Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Wednesday, April 17th. The Senate's impeachment trial for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the southern border is expected to start this afternoon. CNN's Lauren Fox has more on what to expect from Capitol Hill.
It is clear that Democrats may move expeditiously to try and dismiss this altogether. That is because they argue this is a political disagreement. This is not the kind of high crimes and misdemeanors that are typically the bar when it comes to moving forward with an impeachment trial against someone, especially a historic trial like this one against a member of the president's cabinet, something that hasn't happened in almost 150 years.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country would decide on its own how to respond to Iran's attacks over the weekend. Netanyahu met with the foreign ministers of the United Kingdom and Germany today, who both called for all players to show restraint while renewing their support to Israel. The Iranian attack was in response to a suspected Israeli strike on its diplomatic complex in Syria earlier this month. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron believes Israel is going to strike back.
It's clear the Israelis are making a decision to act. We hope they do so in a way that does as little to escalate this as possible, and in a way that, as I said yesterday, is smart as well as tough.
Former President Donald Trump's legal obligations will keep him off the 2024 campaign trail for a while, but he brought the campaign to the city after court yesterday. Trump ended the second day of his hush money criminal trial in Manhattan by visiting a Harlem bodega. That's where a store clerk stabbed an attacker in 2022 and was later charged with murder by District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. Trump tried to turn the tables on Bragg, who's prosecuting the hush money case, and criticized his record on violent crime, a politically potent issue for Republicans.
Alvin Bragg does nothing. Violent criminals, murderers, they know there are hundreds of murderers all over the city. They know who they are. They don't pick them up. They go after Trump.
Bragg's office dismissed Trump's comments yesterday, first in a social media post showing the downward trajectory of major crimes in the city, and then in a statement defending its handling of the bodega case by pointing out the charges were soon dropped. Student loan debt is forcing nearly 3 in 4 American borrowers to delay major life milestones, like buying homes, starting families, or getting married. That's what a new Gallup Lumina report finds. And dozens of borrowers tell CNN student debt has hammered their credit score and drained their income. The White House has forgiven a staggering $153 billion in federal student loan debt so far. And President Joe Biden unveiled some new debt relief policy proposals recently. But his plans face legal challenges, and some critics say just wiping out debt doesn't address the root cause of higher tuition costs that saddle people with debt in the first place. T-minus 100 days before the Summer Olympics start in Paris. Some Team USA updates next. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. These are some of the all-star professional basketball players on the USA men's team roster for the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics in July. The latest dream team is set 3 years after the pandemic caused several top players to sit out of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Another gold medalist who sat out part of the games last time around was Simone Biles. The gymnast decided to withdraw from the team competition to focus on her mental health after experiencing a dangerous condition known as the twisties, where gymnasts lose track of how their body moves in the air. On the Call Her Daddy podcast, she shared what was going through her head when she decided not to compete.
I was like, oh, America hates me. The world is gonna hate me. And I can only see what they're saying on Twitter right now.
She went on to win bronze in the balance beam in Tokyo, took a long break, came back to the sport last year, and then became the most decorated male or female gymnast ever. The 27-year-old could add to her medal haul this year at the Paris Games. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.